On the telephone with us this morning on a Tuesday morning, we check in with MCCSC, and this morning is the principal at Summit Elementary School, my good friend Nick McGinnis. Nick, good morning. How are you?
Not too bad, Mike. How are you doing this morning?
Well, I'm fine. I'm awake. That's good. The basketball kept me up way too late. Hopefully none of your students were subjected to any of that fantastic theater there that happened at 11:30, and they're all wide awake, bushy-tailed, and ready to go this morning as they hit the doors at Summit Elementary School. Do you think that's an accurate description of what's going to happen?
I'm hoping so. I may have to take a few of the older ones away, but we'll see what happens.
That's right. The coffee bar opens at 8:05 this morning. Nick's the principal at Summit Elementary School. I entrust him with the safety, security, and knowledge and learning of my daughter 5 days a week. The gang over there at Summit does a fantastic job. I get to see Nick on pickup about 4 days a week, so that's good. We always keep in touch. Well, I know what's happening in the kindergarten part of Summit Elementary, but Keith has a laundry list of great things happening at the school. Go ahead and get things started,
Mike,
Keith.
You need to get ready for the carnival, right?
That's exactly right, on Friday.
We've got the carnival coming up this Friday, yeah. We just actually had a PTO meeting last night where one of the main topics was the school carnival. So we've got the carnival coming up this Friday from 6 to 8 o'clock. We're going to have a ton of wonderful bands going on. Face painting, tug of war, tattoo making, cornhole, just a bunch of different games and activities going on. One thing we do need, hopefully we've got some parents listening out there, that we need some volunteers. So I sent out another email request last night asking for volunteers. So if you guys could help us, we definitely need
Nick,
volunteers.
If you had like fathers listening right now that might be
Absolutely.
Willing to volunteer.
You know, if I've got a dad listening right now, maybe even ask me some questions. I don't know if I saw his name on
Good move, Nick. Hey, Nick, we've got
what are you guys talking about? I just put my microphone back on. Yeah. Everything good?
We've got a freeze warning, and you got a garden project going on. How are you handling that one?
Tarp.
Well, two things with that. I was a little disappointed with the weather, Mike, went down. As I'm out there opening and greeting all the kids every single morning, with the rain and the coldness you're telling me, I'm a little concerned with that, you know, how cold and how rainy it's going to be.
But how quickly you forget that school gets out May 24th. So that's not a bad trade-off, what it's all said and done. Yes, it's a little chilly, but the garden, the outdoor activities, you've got plenty of time for all that.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, the garden club, we've truly got some fantastic things going on there. We've got, I'd say, about 15 kids on a regular basis show up. It's pretty much every other Wednesday. Jackie Porter and Christine Davenport, two of our teachers, lead it up. Right now they have, I believe it's 15 raised beds that are back on the southwest corner of our school, and then we're helping them get started with a wildflower bed that they're planting. They're doing the process from beginning to end on the development stage. How will they plant it out? What will it look like? They're doing the math behind it. You know, what will the area need to look like? Writing the letters to get donations for it. The whole piece. It's really interesting. And then, you know, right before that, actually, the project before the wildflower garden was compost bins. So they were able to raise the funds for compost bins, and they learned about composting and have got two compost bins that they're working with right now. And all of this is working towards the Junior Master Garden certificate. So
we're talking with Nick McGinnis, who's the principal of Summit Elementary. Nick, how are you handling the deer with your garden out there?
There's quite a few deer.
Keith, it's funny because the archery club meets every other Wednesday.
We may need some help from them. Yeah,
Nick, you got an author that's coming in. This is cool stuff. You got a national author coming in to talk to your kids.
Yes, we do. Yeah, and I would love. You know, I can't claim the credit for this one. Hillary Anderson and Chris Hull, two of our teachers, really headed this up for us. And they've been working on it throughout the course of the year. National author Kevin Hawks is coming in, and they worked in conjunction with, I believe, four other of our elementaries to bring him in, and he's going to be visiting a few other schools,
wow,
too. And he writes children's books, both chapter books and then also picture books, and he'll be doing presentations over kind of what he does, what led him to it, what his life, you know, what he, you know, what leads him to his process, I guess, is the best way of explaining it. And then children are welcome to bring in books that they may have of his, and he'll sign off on them and autograph them for them. So it's a really interesting experience for the students to be able to have, and it's going to be happening this Friday.
And part of the culture that's going on there, you have the enjoying opera or making opera, keeping opera young, and you had some folk singers come in there recently as well, so plenty of good things happening.
You read my Twitter, yeah. So we had a reimagining opera for kids.
Reimagining opera, that's it. I couldn't think of that term.
Yeah, it was in there last week. We had it in there for the students. So that was another wonderful, wonderful thing for the kids, too.
Nick, tell us about this project you had called Pennies for Patients.
Yeah, our student council, Brittany Sutherland and Andrew Livingston, two of our teachers that lead up student council, headed that up for us. It's one of the many projects they do. They raised $673.98 for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, all in the course of, I think it's almost just exactly a week. The kids raised it. They led a fundraising campaign through the school to raise funds for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, and almost $700 they raised.
Now, we're not letting you get off with no more I-Step. You got some more I-Step coming up.
We do, yeah. Right now, we're taking the practice test in an instructional format, so it's not in a timed format or anything like that at all. So what I mean by instructional is it can be done one-on-one, small group, whole lesson. So all teachers are doing that currently, and it needs to be done by, I guess it would be Wednesday, April the 13th. So next Wednesday.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh,
go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, let's wrap this up with some pleasant news. You've got a teacher that's being honored. Talk about that.
Absolutely. Yeah, big shout out to one of our kindergarten teachers, Sam Morin. She's getting the Star of Excellence Award with the Evening of Stars, something MCCSC does to honor our retirees. And then also peers can recognize and nominate teachers that are just doing excellence within the classroom. And then a group of people within the district choose individuals to get the Star of Excellence Award. And Sam is one of the people chosen. And she is a kindergarten teacher in our school. So
and just for clarity, Sam's not retiring.
She is not retiring. No, she is. She's not retiring. She's been teaching, I think, about about 5 years. So she's not retiring, but she will be getting the Star of Excellence Award. She was nominated by her peers for her excellence in teaching and being a leader in the building.
Do you have a rain jacket or a wind jacket?
Well, I think you've seen me out there enough to see the big umbrella I carry.
The umbrella will not protect you from the cold that's going to be coming down the pipe. So I'm just giving you a little warning there that the next couple of afternoons, today's going to be perfect, but rain Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and temperatures dropping throughout the week. So just a handy tip there so you don't yell at me when I come for parent pickup.
Just something to look forward to coming to school for.
That's exactly right. I want to get that out of the way so it's not all my fault. Nick, great job as always. We appreciate it. We know you've got a busy morning ahead of you, and I will see you later, and then we'll get caught up with you down the road.
All right. See you guys.